If you've ever found yourself working at an incredible workplace where everyone seems happy, things just seem to run smoothly, and are just generally a really positive work environment, then my guest today is more than likely the solution to what's created that incredible workplace. So my guest today is Danielle Dince. So Danielle is the co-founder and principal of Start Consulting. So Start Consulting basically help businesses and organizations to create incredible change management, project management and people management. They help adapt and adopt creative and collaborative leadership styles, anticipate challenges and help to facilitate solutions for businesses.
Thank you very much for the welcome. It is wonderful to be with you, Paul. I love the idea of being able to talk about what adds value out when we do business and work with businesses together. So we started our change management consultancy because in our experience, we saw that when projects were started and done at organisations, the actual technology or the physical device or the relocation of people or the change in the business model, it was executed, so it was installed, I'd say, but the people itself, the people themselves weren't really fully brought into the change. And that's what great thing about change management can do. It ensures that a project gets fully implemented and you get all the great results of that project in the first place. Some of the things that influenced us to go towards this direction of this this work that we do now and the great results we get is having worked in organisations where you do a lot of those projects that are groundbreaking. They're amazing and they take you to the next level in your organisation.
Exactly.
So some examples are having worked with banking or telco organisations. They want to make a change with their technology to really benefit their team and their customers. And you can see it's a no-brainer. Do the change, make the technology change, I would say, and get the great benefits of that technology. However, if the people aren't ready for the event or the change and if they don't fully understand it, and secondly, if their ability to move with the times and understand what this new change means to them, if we haven't worked with people to do that, then it's just not as great as it intends to be. And so we ended up seeing projects be installed and people disconnected and often trying to work around and not actually wanting to be part of the new change itself. That really inspired me and my co-founder to create the consultancy and do change management in a way that really adds value.
Wow, that's brilliant. Thanks so much for sharing that, Danielle. I really appreciate that. And it's something that's so important. Like I've, you know, obviously worked in a lot of different careers in the past and you see so many organizations not willing to adopt or not willing to adapt with changes or, you know, current trends or what's going on to be able to survive and thrive. So what you do is incredible. I think it's brilliant that you are so core focused on people. I mean, I myself with my business obviously is pretty much the same with career counseling. I love, you know, that people element. So yeah, if you could just give everyone a bit more of a background and understanding. Obviously, a lot of people have heard the term change management, but if you could just break it down a little bit further about, you know, how change management can really impact and affect an organization.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. Change management, in its best essence, helps connect people into an event. And what's important about change management, it's not a cookie cutter solution. While there are methodologies to follow in order to create and implement great change management, each client you work with or each system you work with or each team you work with will have a very unique need. So change management anticipates and creates that very tailored outcome for those different clients, those different businesses. So that's the essence of great change management. There are fundamental methodologies to be used, like other practices. So for change management, I could share that ProSci out of the States is a very well-known global methodology. There's also Cotter's Change Directive, which is out of the earlier days, and it's still very core principles. We tend to use either of those. Plus, we also make the most of something called People-Centered Implementation, PCI, and that's a global certification coming out of the UK. And we find that that has the most adaptability for different businesses. I wanted to say as well, when you're thinking about change management, the element of what is needed is important. And so you assess what is needed in terms of the particular moment or the particular event or the particular client project. And you can assess specifically around people to help them adapt and build their path in order to start at the beginning, which is the beginning of the event, and finish at the end successfully, happily incorporated and closer involved in the change itself. So Definitely. It's about working with people and helping them adapt, build the necessary skills by doing the change practices and helping the project be ultimately successful. And so we talk a lot about adaption. And what that might show itself in, for example, today is we see a lot more change in the environment or drivers of change. So in days of or prior decades, we would have seen maybe technology was a new change or maybe the economy was a change. We're actually seeing multiple factors influence business now to want to change. Definitely. So competitors want to change the market and be successful. So you have to anticipate, what is your competitor doing and how can I do it better? That comes from anything to a model of doing something or the way you do your business to actually tools that you apply to the experience of working with customers or selling or moving your product around. There's also changes in technology, which are rapid and more rapid than ever before. The fact that everybody uses the web so much and we have so much data available to us, that means customers are actually highly demanding now. When they want to work with you, they're looking for a very high level quality of service and they're often looking for a rapid delivery of data or information. But whichever business you work in, whether you're an educational, non-for-profit or a private sector business, you'd want to be anticipating, how can I be the best I can with technology? Otherwise, my customers will go to my competitors. And then you've also got the economy, and that's global economy now. We're much more globally affected, whereas in prior decades, that wasn't the case. And then finally, people themselves are changing. They are looking for different kinds of careers, different kinds of ways to come into the workforce. So organizations are having to grasp different ways to work with people. All of these things are examples of change that prior might have just been one at a time, and now there are multiple
processes
for a business. So the reason we talk about applying change management into a business or an organisation is to help them adapt with particular event. But wouldn't it be awesome if you created a culture where people inside the organisation felt much more comfortable about change, much more adaptable and able to move and change with things as a business grows and defines itself. So change management can be used in a project-by-project basis, but actually is great to be used to create the right ecosystem. And that's really a super successful strategy for businesses right now. You can save money, you can improve your productivity, you can create better outcomes for your customers if your people in your organisation are more connected to what is happening in the organisation and are better able to adapt as change or unexpected things come along. And they become your workforce where they support you rather than becoming unproductive or stepping away and able to really perform and support you. So that's just an element from a really great value of change management for you there.
Definitely. That's great. Wow. That's blown me away. That's brilliant, Danielle. And so I'd love to find out, what are you most excited about in your business? Obviously, you know, things are adapting. You're helping some incredible organizations to create positive change in their workplace. So what are you excited about looking forward into the future or where you are currently?
Yeah, thank you. I get very excited when we see the results of a proposal completed. So that's one thing. But for the business right now, we're a fairly new business. We're growing our client base and we're meeting a lot of new businesses and organisations. So what I get excited about is being able to have a conversation with a business or an organisation or an individual and really understand what it is that they're looking to try and achieve. And we don't sit down and have a conversation about change management. We talk about what is it that is going on and what's really important to you. And I get very excited by those conversations because they translate into real roadmaps that a person or an organization can take. I just wanted to say as well, my business partner and I, Kim, we were looking at the agenda for the coming few months, and we're very pleased to say we've been collaborating with Space Cubed. We've launched the Couch Talk Women Entrepreneurs event.
Love it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we've had our first one. The next one, 26th of September, has been published, and then the third one for the year will be the 31st of October. But we also have a masterclass for business owners and the C-suite or executives coming up, I say, on October the 4th. That's in partnership with Business Women Australia, an organisation that we feel is very supportive for us as a growing business and the right place for us to be. And the third thing was that we're actually going to be delivering the public certification for PCI, that's the people-centred implementation.
Brilliant.
Global certification, but we're going to lead the West Australia certification class, which is October the 24th, I want to say, and all in Perth. But the moment I wanted to share was I'm most excited that after working together with my business partner and in Perth and with different organisations, we've created such a great momentum. And to look at those three things that are coming up, we're very pleased and certainly excited about it. So really happy about that and to share that, Paul.
Oh, that's brilliant, Danielle. And you should be so proud of yourself. It's incredible what you're doing. And I love talking to people with passion. And the first time I spoke to you, I loved hearing your passion, your enthusiasm for what you do. So yeah, you should be proud of yourself for what you've achieved. I'd love to find out a little bit more about your business and what are some of the incredible results you've generated for some of your clients?
Yes, I was blown away. I've worked with some amazing people in my life and in my consultancy now, working with different organisations, and I'm blown away that they let us work with them, and to see them and the results we get are just stupendous.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're working with one organisation is a non-for-profit, a very amazing, accomplished group of people. It's a non-for-profit, so there's a high level of volunteers in the organization and a very low level of staff.
Yep.
And there's a really large group of members. The members tend to be probably more senior because they are really into this area of history. And in working with this organization, the senior people in the organization, they have a huge amount of accomplishments behind them. And we came in to help them go through a project where they were making some change. And people are very connected to what they do in the volunteer organization. They like to do what they do.
Exactly.
Changing, it's not very comfortable. It creates a different kind of result, and it could be quite uncomfortable, and it could be off-putting for members, volunteers, and create disruption. So we've been working with them to help create the right roadmap in order to make these interim changes that they're starting. I was really blown away that they let me work with them and coach them and implement some different ways of doing their project.
Yep.
And it created some awesome results in terms of the two-way communication. And secondly, it opened up new opportunities and resources for this non-for-profit to use as part of this project that they were doing. And as a result of that, the resources just helped reduce the cost of the project. And it was a much more connected project because people from within the organisation felt like they were donating, contributing and being part of it. That really was very exciting for me.
Wow.
To work with an organisation and try something new when they're probably used to a different way of working.
Exactly.
I have a great story to share that we're working with a resources startup company.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we've worked with a company that just had a board and a COO, and we were talking about the concept of their organisation with them, and they knew in order to grow that they needed to maximise the way they connected with their people, their processes and the tasks they were doing in order to be successful. Because when you're an organisation, you want to be thrifty, but you also want to be smart in the way that you put your solutions in place.
Yeah.
The reason this mining startup company is so amazing as well is they're creating a whole lot of innovation from start to finish, from the way they work with their people, their tools, their processes, and the way they bring things into the organisation. So we were actually able to work with them in terms of change management to create the vision, the mission, the direction, the roadmap, and then we were able to work with them in terms of formulating and structuring the procedures and practices needed to grow the company to the stage where they're about to launch and moved into a more of a project management phase for them where they're now ready to launch, et cetera.
Wow.
That's interesting to give you a non-for-profit, more of a resources sector organisation that's quite innovative. And then thirdly, a government organisation we're working with. It's been wonderful to work with an organisation that's extremely large, has a lot of long tenure employees, and is going through quite a significant change because of government legislation changes. And as a result, operating models and the way people do their jobs and what they're being asked to do is changing significantly.
Yeah, sure.
So we've had to work, we have worked really well with them to actually make sure that we're putting in place the right support procedures for their people so that they actually get excellent value as the organisation goes through change and the organisation continues to deliver what it needs to, even though that change is happening for them internal. It's exciting to see that happen. Everybody is pulling together because they're supported in the right kind of way. So those are some great examples to share with you.
It's so true. It's funny, before you mentioned that, I was actually going to say I love that you've shared the different elements, obviously, between a not-for-profit startup and for a well-established organization and the different challenges that come with each of them. Obviously, I absolutely love that you mentioned the not-for-profit. Obviously, a lot of people don't think that they have a differing set of processes, procedures, their staff think differently, their mindsets differently. So that's great. And I think that's so important to be able to share that and be able to tailor your approach to each organization. But Danielle, I really appreciate your time in coming forward and being interviewed. It's incredible to share your knowledge. You've got such a wealth of knowledge and, you know, something so different to share on the show, which is so crucial in the world moving forward. So thank you again for your time. It's been an absolute honor talking to you.
You are very welcome. I look forward to listening in more as well, Paul. Thank you.
And Danielle, where would be the best place? Say if anyone wanted to reach out to you, if there was an organisation or a startup or not-for-profit wanting to get on board, where would be the best place to get in touch?
Yeah, thanks. Our primary website is www.startconsulting.com.au and you can find me on LinkedIn.
Perfect. Well, Danielle, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you and understanding a bit more about change management. And to anyone who's an employee out there, you should really have a good listen back to what Danielle shared. It's really going to help you progress in your career.